Let me take this shit. Should I take this shit off?
Take them all.
Bro, my bad.
You should be jingling all the time throughout the podcast.
Go ahead, bro.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And today we got another special guest.
Hey, yo. Not another special guest. We've had him on before, but he's still a special guest. Yo, Miz, do say drop top, bro. Big news. Big news. Big news. This is what this podcast is all about. Big news for this artist is, you know, Durham artist, Duce drop top. You know what I'm saying? So, Duce drop top.
What's up, buddy?
What we got, bro? What we got? I know you got news for us. So, what's up? You got big news. You know, your career is at a high. I know you're going to be, you know, bigger and better in the future, but it's definitely at one of its highs. So what big announcements do you have for us for your career currently?
Oh yeah, you already know, man. 2019 was big year.
Alright.
It was alright. It was actually alright.
It was alright.
Oh yeah. Bro,
but the numbers hitting though, I'll say that. The Spotify numbers hitting.
We gotta get the numbers, yeah. So
right.
This year we're gonna try and get more numbers. You know,
right, multiplying.
I got an EP with ISO coming out, top ISO, coming very soon.
Sneak peek today if you were able to catch it. Instagram only keeps the stories for 24 hours, but this shit is already going to be uploaded in about a week. So if you missed it, too bad. And if you didn't, hey, tell other people that missed it. So,
yeah. Shit, you know, man, just more content.
More content.
Quality content.
Right.
Make sure the videos is clean. Be out here traveling, networking, trying to make
right,
it work.
Right. Gotcha.
So,
right.
That's what we got going on.
And right now, you are in North Durham, correct?
Yes, sir.
North Durham. Yeah, all right. So you in the Bull City.
Yes, sir.
What's going to happen in a couple months or in a couple days? What's up?
Man, you never know, man. You never know. Might relocate. You know, might
relocation.
You know, we trying to take off, bro. So we got to actually match the gas.
Right.
We already seen the numbers is coming in. So we got to go out there and get it, you know. What's out there. So you just got to go grab it.
So you going from like third gear to fourth gear with your music career?
Man, I'm going to first gear. Second gear. I'm actually going ahead and full throttle.
Shit, that's crazy.
We're going to make this happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. North Carolina got a lot of shit going on. So we just got to keep pushing.
Yeah, you
got
to take advantage too. Like, just start early.
Exactly.
You see the opportunity, just take it.
So 2019, damn, I feel so old now. But 2020 just started. What are some goals that you have for your career and your overall life as a human for 2020?
Oh yeah, be, you know, learn more about myself and my do more collaborations out here. Mm-hmm. You know, open up new tunnels I ain't never even thought about going in. You know, so I'm all about opportunity and exploring. So, you know, down to work with a lot of people. So,
right. You know. And do you want to give us a little sneak peek of kind of like a clue on who you're going to be working on next that the people don't know that you haven't given a sneak peek, or what do you have in store?
Planned.
Like, I don't know if I can.
You know, just give like a clue. Give a hard ass clue. I like clues.
I mean, shit. I don't know. I'm about to pull a Kevin Gates.
Right.
I mean, I got some things coming, bro. I'm not down. Just stay tuned. This EP, what I'm focused on right now is this EP with my nigga Lil ISO. So
to be continued.
Stay tuned on that shit. I promise you, it's a vibe.
I believe so, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, shout out to Black too. Black, he just dropped his album.
Yeah, he did.
Roddy Wright, he just dropped his album. I got a little feature on.
Right.
Those, so go check those out.
When we were planning to try to get you on the podcast, bro, it was crazy because we were like, damn, bro, I was having flashbacks when we did the first podcast together. You were like down here, bro.
Yeah,
like in Durham.
Yep.
And then right now he's like,
we just all grind it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't nowhere near that. There's a lot of niggas in Durham that's doing a lot more. But you know, at the end of the day, we all lift each other up. So So shout out to the niggas doing their thing. Who y'all fucking with from North Carolina right now?
Hey, bro, we fucking with everyone. Everybody that we vibe with.
That's a great answer.
Everybody.
I was actually gonna say some names.
Go ahead, bro. fuck with everybody. I mean, I mess with everybody.
Leon.
Oh, no, nah, man. That's family, bro. That's family. That's family, bro. That's family.
Shout out to them.
AJ the Menace. I think you already said him.
Yeah, I said both of them.
Winston from Alias. finally said his name right. Shoot. I mean, how I said, we mess with everyone. If we can have a vibe with you, we'll bring you on. We mess with you. We support you. Respect. You know, we in North Carolina, we all a family. We all live here. We're all a part of a community. So, you know, building blocks. And support each other. Create something in here. You know what I'm saying?
We support each other.
Right, right.
Start killing each other. Y'all start killing each other, bro. Y'all start
bro. Right, man.
That one that catfish.
That was a little funny shit I did. I just threw that shit out. Just throw it. I'm glad you fucked that shit.
I saw the cover and I was like, wow, this is.
Bro, I did that like a year and a half ago. Like, I did that a little while ago, but I was just like, man, I didn't know how I felt about it, but I just threw that shit out. Yeah.
I feel like you were just like, being humorous. And you're just like, let's see what happens.
If you ain't having fun, then
that's what's up.
You don't need to be doing it.
Right.
Your passion.
So we got some interview questions before we get into the freelancing conversation. What we got, Hector?
I was gonna say there was one question I had about a topic that you just brought up. It was about 2019 and your growth and stuff. What was it like a major component that you kind of like saw with your music throughout the whole 2019? You know, with like the whole numbers and stuff like. What do you think was like a major component for that growth?
Marketing. That's success. Marketing. Okay. So what are some marketing tips that you would give out to the audience, the public, the community, that would help somebody, you know, putting out there some content? You know, for anybody that's out there doing content creation, what are some tips on marketing that you have for them?
Well, shit, you know, I got my brand, so I was always doing pop-ups. At shops. Landshark. You know, I had flyers. I was hanging them up at, you know, doing some footwork. Really just spreading doing a lot of footwork, really.
Right.
Everywhere I went, I got family in Georgia. I was down there. I was spreading the word, hanging flyers down there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So really just got out there and really, like, talked to the people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I not just hide behind no screen and just, you know, so.
That's fast.
Really, that's the main thing I really trying to focus on is, like, getting back to being a real human.
Right. You know, sometimes all you need is go back to the basics. You
exactly.
know? So, you know, get from behind that screen and actually talk to these people and vibe. You know what I mean?
So they actually know you. Get a booth. Every time I was at one of your shows.
Yeah. You're always at that booth.
You're trying to spread the word, spread the brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and sometimes the thing is somebody might know you like as an artist on Instagram or you know Snapchat or Facebook, but they're gonna know you as a person and you know in person and not you know live, and that's it. You know, it goes a far way because you got a stronger connection to that person, which multiplies to more people because he's probably going to promote you and tell people about you, which is awesome. You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting to them DJs.
Right. Oh, hell yeah. So DJs. You got any favorite DJs? DJs in the area?
I mean, I'm about to pull you, bro. I'm full of all DJs, bro.
Give us a list.
Bro. Hey, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina, let's get to it.
Right. So, gotcha.
I ain't trying to. I mean, they got a few DJs, man.
Pull a favorite.
I mean, you know, Double J's.
Double J.
He always put a lot of people on, so I always respect him. He be holding Greensboro down. DJ Top Hat, DJ R&B. You know what I'm saying? Carolina Waves, that whole thing. There's a lot of DJs out here putting in work. You know what I'm saying?
I
just try and link up. You know what I'm saying?
Talk with as many people, as many DJs.
Exactly.
Get your name out there. That's a source of distribution at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. They DJ a lot of parties, events, you know, gatherings, pop ups. Shoot, if they play your music, you know, while there, that's mad dope.
Yeah.
Shoot. So, major source of distribution, definitely. So, what's the next question, Hector?
Dang, you throwing it all on me. Like,
come on, man. Wait, it's a process. It's a process.
So, we were talking about like your clothing brand and stuff. And we know that you have like a lot of clothing homies, like homies that also do brands and stuff, and they also have like their own lines.
What have you seen, like, what have you learned from them, like, on how to mesh that street lifestyle, streetwear lifestyle to your music, too?
Right, because your clothing, your brand definitely has a connection to your music and your artiste.
You always got something fresh on, bro.
right. Like, I'll be like, damn, bro, I feel... Bro, but yo, look at the fit, bro. Look at the fit, bro.
Some jeans.
Lift the leg up, bro. Lift the leg up, bro. Damn, no, I see that side.
Those were, I don't remember. Were those? Is that Supreme?
Who had the shoes?
Yeah, the collab.
I don't know. These are some Forces. Some good old Air Forces. Right, they got the skeletons, though.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I'm not good with, like, the.
Wait, are these custom or not?
Nah.
Nah, okay.
I saw those when they first released. I just don't remember where I saw them.
Gotcha.
That was back when I was trying to get in the shoes and I just couldn't keep up.
Bruh. But yo, I said, so yeah, back to the question. Sorry, we kind of got off track. But question, answer, what's up?
I mean, really just trying to stay around more creative people.
Right.
You guys just bounce ideas off of people, each other and shit. You know, you rocking Paradiso right there. I'll be like, man, yeah. I'm fucking with bro heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga create. You can't go nowhere downtown and not see somebody with some diesel on. Like, I've been going down there lately, bro. Somebody got some diesel on, and that's what's up. Or that's somebody know you got, like, they'll say, oh, I know that you got some shoes. that's the whole point about getting to the people, too. People actually know you as a human. So, it's just like, really just, and then taking that into the music, that's just like really all I know and like what I do. And that's all I talk about, you know what I'm saying? So,
there you go.
It's so dope too when there's like a group of people that you know that just like fuck with you like that.
Heavy.
Like you said, like you see this everywhere and it's like, that's how you know like you're doing something.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Right. Spreading heat, did it the right way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you can't force it. It's like, that shit gotta be organic, you know what I mean?
Organic. Gotcha. So, next question after.
This still relates to the clothing.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's all fresh talk.
Hey man, fresh talk, definitely.
Are you? Oh no! I thought you were rocking the rare collection.
No, not today. I should. I'll be trying to wear people's brands and shit.
Right.
I'm trying to show love, but I go chilling.
Yeah. So how do you decide what to put on in the morning, then?
Bro.
Like, what's the process that you guys
right? Like,
well, first thing first, I check the weather.
No white shoes on rainy days. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I really be chilling a lot of times, so it's just gonna be some jeans, a t-shirt, and a jacket or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, or I'll just be throwing on a lot of people's brands, and those will be limited, so a lot of people be liking that, just because it's like, oh, I ain't never seen that, so.
Right.
I just really just trying to do me. There's a lot of other fresh people too, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot, I'll be looking at Diesel, I'll be like, God, this nigga came in with this whole custom fit, and he's like, yeah, it's only one of these, and he'd be like,
you can't buy it.
Right. You know you gotta make me one, bro.
It's like you made that whole thing yourself.
Yeah, bro. He be in the lab like all day. That's all you need to do, bro. And that's what's up. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you want some clothes, bro? It'll be so.
That's what you call work, bro. When you in the lab all day on the ball, you know, all day. That's crazy.
Every time I walk in there, that boy is showing me something he just put together. Like, he had this jacket. I can't even describe it. You just gotta link up with him and see it.
Right.
He's got a lot of stuff, man. I was at his place once too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you seen this shit? Shit crazy, bro.
So you got any new releases for your brand upcoming or not?
Oh yeah, I got the navy blue Landshark tees. We're gonna keep coming out with these OG colorways, you know what I'm saying? Spread the brand. We're growing, you know what I'm saying? It's a progression, you know what I'm saying? So we still doing our thing.
So bro, do you think that in the near future you're gonna be having any outside inspiration towards your work and your brand and your overall artist picture? Or
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to link with a lot of like local places. I don't know if y'all heard of Manifest, the skate shop. You haven't? Have you heard of Manifest?
Manifest.
It's downtown. You know where Chicken Deluxe is?
Yes.
It's right down there. It's literally a couple stores now. But goddamn, you know, trying to collab with there, trying to get Landshark in the store. You know, just trying to do a lot of different things. You know, I really want to do a Durham. This is a little sneak peek.
I just thought about it.
Nah, but
exclusive.
I might do an exclusive Durham tee colorway. Nice. It'll probably be limited, but it'll be like for the cities, and I'm gonna try and actually do one for each city. You know what I mean? So that's gonna be something I'm trying to incorporate.
All right.
I might do states too. So, but you never know. You know, as of right now, we just throwing out these flavors. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Seeing what happens. So Hector, what's the fourth question?
I had something. I just thought of it too, and it just went out of my mind.
I got you. So, bro, lately, you know, you've been doing a lot of collabs. So, what can you tell me about, you know, collabs? Like, are you still going to be focused on this market? Or do you want to collab with different artists from other states? In other words, because I know you've had some hit-ups. Yeah? I know people have hit you up with something. What do you think is coming when it comes to collabing out of state?
Oh yeah, that's coming too. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna always come with the game once you like network, you know, network. So I got a couple collabs. I got a lot of stuff I'm sitting on right now, but I'm just being very strategic about how I'm laying it out, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
Right now you just can't like, I don't wanna flood it, I don't wanna get people like hip to what my sound is, so that when once you understand that shit, and I hit you with this shit, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, this lit. You know what I'm saying?
It is
what it is. But I don't wanna try and rush the process. I wanted to have I wanna have organicness and transparency with my peeps. So you know what I'm saying? It's more longevity.
Yo, I like the vibe of you know, bringing strategy. Kind of like as if it was a business, you know what I mean? Well, it is a business. But that strategy, you're definitely analyzing every move you're making, which is, you know, it's dope. I like that because it shows how, you know, how much experience and how professional you are at the same time as an artist and as a business owner. So that's dope, bro. I mess with that a lot.
Appreciate it.
Shoot, for real.
We got a lot of people out here not really doing that.
A lot of people are just freelancing it. But, you know, sometimes it just goes back to them needing a team. Like, sometimes people aren't good at certain things, or they don't have it in them, and they just need a team. You know what I mean? So,
you don't got it in, you gotta go get it.
Trial
that's all about becoming a better person, human. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we should all be trying to do. Learn something new about yourself every day.
And for you, was it more trial and error, or did you kind of, like, learn it and you perfected the craft or got good at it?
Practice made perfect, and I'm still practicing and ain't perfect yet. So, with everything, progression is key. So, you know, there's a lot of artists now that's out, and you go listen to that old shit, and you're like, oh, this shit lit, but this shit ain't what it is now. You know,
right.
always gonna be a discography there. So you gotta leave the trail. So that's what we're doing.
Gotcha. That's dope.
You gotta keep it real with the peeps.
Right. How did the EP, like, I want to say marinate, but that sounds weird.
Which one? Like, Jumped Off Guap or Eat? ISO.
That one.
The Guap?
The Guap.
I would just
let it go. For that, too.
Appreciate it.
Literally, fire.
Guapo, he from Durham. I just ended up collabing with bro. I've done a lot of stuff with him. I've done Oh For Real. And like, I ain't interested in a couple of other songs with him, and so
he's pretty cool.
Bro, be doing putting that work into in the lab. He like Diesel. He in the lab.
Does he have a certain location in Durham that you know that the public can go to, or is it like all exclusive?
You gotta get at him on Instagram. Catch him out when at a show or something. Network, but like you know, just like anybody else, you know, he just regular human. He just made fire ass beats.
So hit him up.
So like, that's basically how it started. Like, bro, just we ended up doing that shit, and then he ended up hitting me with like a little beat pack, and all them shits went crazy. And I was like, okay. So we just ended up like just doing some shit. So it just formed into some shit, and then just threw it out. Just let the people fuck with it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he do beats for 83 Babies? Set It Off and all those guys?
Yeah.
Right. I was like, yo, yeah, that's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Especially since they're growing so much
and shout out to them on YouTube.
Yeah, right. Have you met them in person before?
Set It Off before. I know Lil Tony. Free Lil Tony.
Yeah, he's arrested right now. He's in behind bars currently. But he should be out soon.
Free that nigga. Free all the homies, actually free everybody.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Free everybody.
You know, in your lyrics, I was listening to, you know, one of playlist that it was on, I think I made it before. I don't know if I made it. I definitely made a playlist before with your music, but you always talk about your homies that are locked up.
Yeah.
You know, elaborate on that for me.
Well, shit, to be honest with you, I ain't really was, I always did music, like, instrument-wise. Like, I always played instruments and everything mm-hmm. like that. But, like, when it came to actually rapping, I didn't really, like, get into it until my two homies put me on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Gotham and Kane. And they locked up right now, so Freedom Niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, I got into it. I was fucking with them super heavy.
Right.
And then next thing you know, I started rapping, and then them niggas got locked up. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they the co-people for Landshark, too. We came up with all that. So
y'all came up with that
so,
together.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, holding the fort down.
That's what's
so
up.
So, Freedom man. Niggas, they should be home soon, too.
Really? You have a release date? Or not a release date, but like, you know
how it is.
Yeah, it's like that.
They want to hold this for life, bro. They got them. We spill some milk. They got them.
Right,
you know how that shit go, bro. So they're gonna be home soon.
What's the first thing you gonna do with them when they out?
Shit, I'm gonna know my boy want to take them to go see his daughter, and then
right.
you know what I'm saying, give them something to eat. I know they want
something. Yeah, something good,
so
bro.
Good
something good, man.
Yeah,
she had jail food. Ain't no chuggeroo.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. Just spend time
exactly.
chilling.
Goals, make sure everybody make sure everybody get right.
Right.
So
right.
hold the fort down and keep matching the gas.
Do you think that when they are released from behind bars, do you think they're gonna get back into music?
Yeah, they got some hot ass shit. They
prepped.
They was bro.
Is there something that they had before they got incarcerated that they still
my
have?
My first two songs was with Gotham. Mm. And the second one was with Kane, and they're on SoundCloud somewhere. You gotta find it. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
You gotta do a little research.
Just look them up.
Yeah,
do your homework.
But, bruh. Yeah. You know
what I'm
saying? So,
right. That's crazy.
They did a lot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to my boy Holy Water. Shout out to Son. He used to go by Pluto Boy.
Yeah, I remember now.
You know, so shout out to him, Sips Love, you know, the game, you know, shout out to my Sips.
Would you ever change your name?
Hell no. If anything, the front might, like, drop off your end, but people might end up calling me Drop Top, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just,
mm-hmm. So what do you think are some reasons, for what reasons would you ever think that you would change your name for? Or what do you want, or if you want, you can elaborate on different artists, like, why do artists change their names? Is it like kind of like their metaphor, you know, changing to directions,
it depends. Sometimes people start out as one person and then evolve into another person, and then that shit is
right.
It's just over with, and holding that with you is not gonna help advance you. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
they let go of that and then just start over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it just depends on the situation.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But you know, at the end of the day, you gotta respect it. You know,
right.
Don't be out there calling people old names. That'd be
right.
Crazy.
Right.
Like,
especially after it's been a minute. Like,
yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Sometimes you can't blame people because they don't realize it. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Shark Glizzy did it. Shark Glizzy did. He go by Hefe now, but
Hefe.
People still call him Shark Glizzy.
Boss.
It's Hefe.
You
know what I'm saying?
Hefe.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
In all caps.
I don't even know. I know he be screaming that shit. Yeah, Hefe Holmes. You know?
Right.
Y'all
right.
listening?
I don't know. I haven't met him.
But his name was dope.
He's from DC.
Oh,
DC.
DC.
Yeah, he on.
Okay.
All right. I go up there sometimes. So
I think you're from DC. I don't know.
Right.
You're kind of deep into the music thing now too. So I mean, like we said, 2019 was a year of growth for you. So I think like throughout that whole year, what do you feel like was like the hardest thing you had to like learn? It
kind of
pushed you.
You gotta really like stop looking at the fucking social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really be fucking with social media. If I don't really an artist, I don't even have social media.
Right.
But
I've been hearing that a lot more lately.
I mean,
right.
It's just whack. And it's just like sometimes you just get caught up in a lot of shit and you be feeling like you're in competition with others.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you're only in competition with yourself.
Right.
So it's
right.
just like you gotta push yourself. And my whole thing is I'm just ready for people to hear new music because it's like everything I throw out be old. Like, it'll be older from, like, so I threw
mm-hmm.
Drop Top Walk Out, but I've been had that, like,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I have been recording that whole year, and you might not have heard nothing from there. So it's just mm-hmm. like, just running it up and continue to try different things and just like, mm-hmm. just find a different sound. And you know, that always just comes from practice, bro. Just doing your thing.
That's so crazy too, man. Cause we were actually talking, texting on the phone before Drop Top got here, in the group chat, like how I said that, like, you know, people are like, hey, when you coming out with new music and stuff like that? And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, you haven't even have you heard the reason, the, yeah, my last thing that I put out?
Right, right.
You
know,
some new shit, ain't heard the old shit.
Right.
It's
funny.
You know,
damn crazy.
You know, I don't, fake love, it is what it is, but, it is, you know, try and keep that real love around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people gonna be fake at the end of the day anyway, so you just gotta use your best judgment to figure out who fake.
Right.
Nah, fuck them motherfuckers.
So what have been some of your biggest challenges in 2019, or, you know, current major challenges? What are some major challenges that you have, you know, right now, currently?
Shit, wanting to be everywhere by camp. Shit, I want to be in Cali and Miami and Georgia all in the same time.
Yeah.
I'm right up here. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be everywhere, bro. So it's just like pumping my brakes and just real life.
That shit gets you excited, man.
It do though, but you just gotta
just thinking just, about it.
Yeah.
Like my name everywhere.
Shoot. I mean, that's crazy. You're right.
Man. It comes with its perks.
You gotta make it.
Yeah. But you get that kind of like that small adrenaline rush, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oof. Exactly. Gotta do it. But I mean, you know. Have you thought about, you know, maybe putting together a tour or?
Oh yeah, the August one
coming up.
August one come. You know what I'm saying? Everything come with the game. As of right now, I'm planting my seeds in different places and letting it manifest into a Drop Top fan base. You know what I'm saying? And that after that, everything can happen. You know.
Gotcha.
So, and you see how quick shit can happen. Like, what did they say? Stunner just goddamn came out the baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, really, it's just about pushing, staying consistent, and really just.
Stanford Vegas is what, from Stanford?
I think he's from like Salisbury.
Something like that.
Yeah, that nigga from Salisbury.
That's crazy, which is like, people be like, where's that at? You know what I'm saying?
That's on the way to Charlotte.
Right.
Yeah,
so like, ain't nobody know where it's at, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter where you're from.
Don't matter as long as you're putting in work.
Right. Creating content, releasing it, you know what I mean?
Putting yourself out there.
Consistency. That's all that matters.
And he was putting work in. So
right.
He deserved everything he got.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely, especially the baby too. I mean, him too. Yeah. I mean, all our artists.
And they see this, shout out to y'all.
Right. So, you know, if you ever, well, you are going to get, I'm speaking it into existence for you, if you haven't done it yet, you are going to be doing national tours. If you,
Oh my God.
But, you know, if you had the choice to choose the cities or states that you're going to want to go on a national tour on, what are some cities or states that you would, you know, it'd be like in your top 10 or top 5?
Well, I haven't traveled the world, so I always want to see like the big main cities.
Right.
Like, I don't been to New York. New York.
Gotta do one
here.
Oh, always.
Do one.
Always.
You know, in Georgia. You know, Miami. You know, just hit the major
hit
parts.
Hit the major parts. California, major LA. Back.
You know already.
Start off West Coast or East Coast?
Start in the west and end in the east. You gotta come back home for the finale.
Grand finale.
There you go.
Yo, that'd be dope, bro. That's a good ass idea, bro. Start off like in LA or, you know, San Francisco, make it over here, and then the last concert or whatever, the last performance, have it like, you know, a big ass event, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Big ass venue.
Exactly.
That'd be mad dope. Yo, that'd be mad cool. I don't think anybody has done it like in that certain type of idea.
They be doing that shit. It's a strategy.
Right. They be doing that shit.
It's learning all that marketing, like how they move on tours and shit. Like, really, I got that from like the marketing. What I'm calling marketing is more so just like trying to get the music to the people more so. Actually getting heard and stuff, and really just taking tips from all the homies on what worked for them. You know what I'm saying? So.
And sometimes what I have in my mind right now is like, it would be dope. You don't have to use this idea clearly, but yeah, I'm just speaking off my head right now. Like, you know how when people make the banners and they have the cities listed with the dates and stuff, instead of having like just a picture of you and stuff, having like a customized picture of the U.S., you know, like the stops and the dates and the city, something like that. I don't know. I'm really just thinking that. Yeah. Yeah, it's been done before, but I'm just thinking how to like, you know, like make it creative. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. It's just a thought.
Hey,
but
whatever works. Right, done. The way you draw it might be, and you've never drawn like that before. So like, hey, write all these ideas now.
Right, you right.
You might end up doing some shit.
Yeah, I got, look at you. I got a graphic designer beside you.
Okay. So I'm about to go. You know. I don't know what you're gonna do next. You got the brand. You got anywhere?
Right. Me. Well, me. I'm in real estate. Bro,
you got it up here. Oh yeah, y'all got. Where did you wear it? Where my land? Yeah, I gotta put a land shark up here, bro.
Bruh, you right, man. Yeah. You right, bro.
I can't bring mine home.
We
gotta get a land shark up there. It's all good though.
I had a hectic war shark.
On the next video, you'll see a land shark too.
Right.
I had some of my stuff up there at our last place we were at, but I was like, let me just, you know, put it up for everybody else.
Yeah, right,
I don't really
right.
want my stuff up there.
But just to start wrapping it up,
go ahead. It's a little bit more like, not even music related. It's kind of just like you.
Yeah. As a person.
So, you know, I brought this up last time too. We know you're into the anime.
Oh, shit.
Right. So I wanted to know if you're on any new shit currently.
Okay. That's a great question. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching like some Demon Slayer.
I wanted to hit that one up next.
Yeah, that shit drawn. That shit's beautiful.
My Hero.
It's classic.
Yeah, that's what that one. I've been hearing a lot about that one too. I want to start with that one.
What else are we gonna watch?
Have you ever seen this one called
Ashura Key? Huh?
Which what?
Keegan Ashura. It's like a tournament shit on Netflix. That's just alright. I've been watching like Black Clover.
I heard that one too.
I've been trying to get into Fire Force. I mean, I've been watching a little bit of everything. Power, you know, that ain't anime, but
it's right.
Who shot Ghost, nigga?
Who shot Ghost?
Right,
it was Tariq, bitch ass. I knew it was Tariq. But this come out next week. Tariq, it was Tariq, bitch ass.
I watched a couple episodes, a couple scenes.
Yeah, that shit, fire, bro.
It hangs on you, but, yo, it's like, one thing about, you know, watching series or, you know, things that have episodes, damn, it's like sometimes it feels like the end never comes, and then it's just it consumes your time sometimes. Like, I'm big on time management, so I'm like, damn, 2 hours, that's two episodes about. But damn, I could have gotten a lot of shit done in 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? But then I gotta slow down,
or
you know,
multitask,
true, you multitask, you know. But then I'd be like, yo, let me put it back in second gear, you know, first gear,
chillax, you know what I'm saying?
Do what you gotta do, whatever works for you, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Right, yeah, it's definitely a healthy thing.
I just finished up this one called Parasite. I don't know if you want.
I heard of that one. I've seen a couple episodes. I ain't really like finished that yet. That was during the time I was like, people just throwing a lot of shit at me. I was trying to figure out which one I want to start with.
Right.
I don't want to say anything about it because I don't know if you're gonna finish it or not. But I low key started off good, but I didn't.
It was the same thing. That's cool then. That's cool.
Damn, I should have said that.
Move on to the next one.
Oh,
and Dragon Ball Super, you know, they're gonna keep this shit coming.
Watching Dragons at all,
bruh.
Because I used to not like it when I grew up as a little kid. I'm gonna get to it though, because you know. It looks cool.
Eventually.
I'm gonna get to it.
But just to start off, wrapping it up, that's what she said. But no, I'm just kidding. But just to start wrapping it up, we usually like to leave a comment, a quote, a question to the Pioneer Nation. For me, what should I do? What do you want to do? Question or quote? Or kind of like a life lesson type shit.
Oh, I'll do a quote.
All right.
Easy.
Dope. Me? What do you want to do after?
I'm going to leave them both to you today.
Ooh. That's dope. I was a man. No, I'm just kidding. But all right, that's cool. My question for the Pioneer Nation today is same question we had for Duce Drop Top. What is your process for picking clothes in the morning? Are you a high fashion type person where you like to, you know, You know, you're right. Like, you have a strategy, you have a process.
What's your swag?
Right. Or, like, you kind of like more of the, you know,
that's you know, the question, right?
Chill type person. You like to, you know, like jeans or joggers or sneakers, and then, you know, a jacket on with a shirt, you know what I'm saying? Something simple. Question. Quote.
You just
go buy some land shark. Hey, that's a quote, bro. It's a quote. All right, go ahead. You say.
All right, the quote of the day. I already said it earlier. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, boy.
Yes, sir. I gotta do a question too.
Oh no, you don't have to. No, you're good, bro.
Yeah, you already put your spot, bro.
Right. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. How I said, you always need to comment. Please comment, share, subscribe. We love you guys. And remember, stay in your lane. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector. You're on top, bitch.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes, peace.
Dope. If you ever move, bro, because you from the... Damn, you did better than the mission, right? All right.
Shit.
All right, we got this.